Okay, today is Daf Samach Hei. We're on Daf Samach Hei. We're up to the Gemara, like 10 lines down. The Mishnah was a very long Mishnah, which basically talked about the procedure between of an Olas Ha'Of. The only thing you have to know, the difference between an Olas Ha'Of and a Chatas Ha'Of. Olas Ha'Of, first of all, was above the red line. Chatas Ha'Of was below. By animals, it was reverse. Again, Olas Ha'Of, the way to remember it, Matzi told me, Olas starts with an Ayin. And Ov starts with an ayin.
I didn't say that. That was Jeff.
You said that?
I said Ola is up.
Ola is up, and Ov is up. Ov's fly. So Ola's Ov is on top. Once you know that, then you know Chatas Ov is on the bottom. And by animals, it's reversed. What? Few other differences. Chatas Ov only requires one separation. Or there's two simanim. Right. Good. That's a good word. Two simanim. The trachea and the windpipe. That's the same thing.
No,
trachea and the windpipe.
No, trachea and esophagus.
Trachea and esophagus. You only have to cut one of them. And the pasuk says, lo yavdil. Don't separate the animal. That's by which one?
By the
olas ha'ov, just the opposite. You have to, am I right? Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Chatas is only one. Olas ha'ov is both. And you do separate it, right. The head, and you do burn the head on the Mizbeach, and then you burn the body on the Mizbeach. Another difference between Olas Ha'Of and Chatas Ha'Of, one of them, I don't remember which one now, doesn't have Zrika, Hazah. One of them doesn't have it. I think the old doesn't have it.
Ola. And you squeeze.
The old, they both squeeze. You squeeze both birds. But the old, but Chatas, Olis, I don't remember which one. One had sprinkling and one didn't. Chatas Ha'Of, you squeeze, and the coin can eat it. Olas Ha'Of, like every Ola, doesn't get eaten by anybody. Okay? That's going to be very important. We're not going to finish the parak today. We're going to get very close to finishing it. We're not going to finish the parak today, but the next parak is all about the differences between the Chatas and the Ola, and what if you did an Ola, but you thought it was a Chatas? And you did a Chatas and you thought it was an Ola. Because they're not the same. Okay. Having said all that, not up to there yet, let me start the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. It says, Vehikrivu. It says, Vehikrivu. Ma Talmud Lomar. Why does it say Vehikrivu? So what kind of question is that? So Rashi says, Ba'olas Ha'Of Ksiv. Top Rashi, top line. Ba'olas Ha'Of, it says, Vehikrivu. Vehikrivu HaKohen El Mizbeach. Ma Talmud Lomar. That's extra words. HaKsiv U'Hakriv Min HaTorim. It already said, a pasuk before. Vehikriv Min HaTorim. Bring the Torim. What's the Hikrivu again? Extra word. So, Lafi Shenemar, the Hikriv Menatorim, Omin B'nei Yona, since it says a few, one pasuk before, and you're going to bring a Torim or B'nei Yona. So, the Gemara is harping on the fact that it says it in plural. Yachal HaMasadev Oaf, if you donate an Oaf bird, an Oaf carbon, lo yivchos mishnei preidin. You can't have less than two. Talmud lomar, vihikrivu, afilu preid achas yavi, even one you could bring. Right? Even one you could bring. Okay.
Why would you think
two? What? Because it says vihikriv min hatorim, or min b'nei yona.
So?
It's plural. So you would have thought it's plural.
By the way, there's also another thing. All the kabbalists that do use birds are all pairs.
Correct. He's right. Mati's right about that. So there's two reasons for that. If it's a carbon olaviorid, what's an olaviorid? I have to bring a chatos. What do you bring an olaviorid for? Really two things. A few things. Tuma. Or swearing falsely. So I have to bring a chatos. One chatos, one animal. I can't bring a chatos because I don't have the money. So then you bring two birds. A pair of birds. Chatos, and you also have to bring an ola. Why is that? That's the Rishon will talk about that.
Okay.
Sora
brings two birds.
Right, right.
Women
brings
two birds.
That's right. What if someone says, you know, I'm not so rich, I really want to bring a carbon for Hashem, I'll bring a bird. So you could do that. It's a funny thing. Tomorrow, I told you Tuesday's off is very hard, because it's a case where a woman has a baby, has to bring two, and then she promises, oh, I'm going to bring another one. One more. So she's bringing three. Cohen's like, what three birds are doing here? What's going on here? Cohen doesn't never saw such a thing. Right? And then, of course, that's Rachel did that. And then Leah had also gave birth, also brought two birds, and also brought a third bird. So the Cohen saw six birds. He said, ooh,
It's three ladies.
It's three ladies, or it's two women, and each one had two babies. So of course he messes it up.
Right.
So what do we do? That's why it's so complicated. But the point is, Bati is 100% right. It was unusual to bring up one bird. Says Allah, says the Torah, you could do it. That's why it says v'hikriv. Talmud lomar v'hikrivu afilu prey da'achas yavi. Even one bird you could bring. Right? So, okay. El mizbeach, to the mizbeach. Ma talmud lomar ha'kohen. Why does it say ha'kohen? The kohen has to do it. Obviously the kohen has to do it. I'll tell you why. L'kvor lo kohen. To make sure the kohen does it. Why? Shiachal falo dinhu. I could have thought to myself, no, it's a kal v'chomer. Why should a kohen have to do it? After all, ma benzon. You have an animal. A benzon, Gemara calls it. You have an animal. Shekavalo tzafon. And it has to be only in the north. Lo kavalo kohen. A kohen doesn't have to do shechita. A Yisrael could do it. Right? So, oaf, a bird. Shelo kavalo tzafon. Oaf, you could do malika wherever you want. Eino din, shelo yikvalo kohen. So why should a kohen have to do it? Why are we more stringent it's more stringent because we can only do it in one area, only in the tough one. So it's much more machmer. I'm limited. And yet, Yisrael could do the shechita, so in the oath, for sure Yisrael could do the shechita. After all, you're not limited where you can do it. So shouldn't it be that Yisrael could do the malika? Comes along the Gemara. No, only the Kohen could do that. Tamad lomar, ela Kohen, l'kvo lo Kohen. Yachal, I would think, yim lakeno b'sakin. I should use a knife. Right? V'dinhu. And it actually makes sense to say that. Why? Uma'im shechita. You have shechita. Shelo kavalo la kohen. Where shechita does not have to be done by a kohen. Anybody could do shechita. Nevertheless, kavalo kli, you have to use a knife. How do you know you have to use a knife for shechita? How do you know?
A knife is some sort of
instrument. How do you know that? Rashi says, the first skinny line, denafkulon mivikech esemacheles. Look, come on. We're going to learn it later on. From Avram Avinu shechting Yitzchak. He brought a knife along, Avram Avinu. You know that. He brought a knife along. From that you learn that shechita for every animal, you hear this from Yitzchak Avinu, he's going to kill his own son. And from that you learn, oh, by the way, when you do korbanos, you have to have a knife. Or some sharp instrument, a reed or something, right? You learn from that. It's a very funny limud, no? Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
We had it before, right, this one.
That what? We did?
Yeah.
In this cycle?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember. Anyway, Malika, Shekavalo Kohen. So Malika, which could only be done by a Kohen, Eino Din Shekavalo Kli? Shouldn't it use a knife? If you're using a knife, what's Malika?
Yeah,
Malika. Right? I'm not sure, what does that mean? Talmud Lomar, no! Kohen Mumalak. No, Malika, the Malika's not Shechita. Amar Biakiva, the Chisala Daitacha, Shezar, Zar Karv Lagavi Mizbeach? Wait a minute. You think to yourself that a Zar could do Malika anyway? Because a Zar can't even come near the Mizbeach. It's a whole question, how is Zar going to do Shechita anyway? Especially if it has to be in the tzafon. You have a knife that's 30 arms long.
Yeah.
How do you get the czar? We switch over to czar.
No.
We've got a kohen till now.
What?
Yes,
yeah,
so
the Rabbi Akiva was waiting for him to finish his sentence. And Rabbi Akiva, because he was like not people in this year, he was waiting for people to finish their sentence. And now that you finish your sentence, let me tell you what I think. And he's going back to the czar. Right? You like that? So Rikiva said, "V'chisala da'adacha shezar kav l'gav mizbeach." What do you think? A zar can check by the mizbeach? Of course not. Ella matamad loma kohen. Why is he kohen? The malika ba'atzmo shel kohen. That the malika has to be with the body of the kohen himself, meaning with his thumb, like we said yesterday. Yachal.
It's with the thumb.
Yeah, yesterday it was machlokas. Some said with the thumb. Some said with two fingers. We didn't understand how they did that. He held the bird in a funny way.
Well, that's when he scratch. Anskron is saying the nail.
Fine.
Well, I seem to have this memory that when we were learning Nasir, that the Kohenim had to keep their nails short.
Except the thumb.
Yeah,
except
the thumb.
The thumb is long.
The thumb is longer than the Malika.
Is that true that Kohen has to have short nails? I don't know.
No, yeah. What, the thumbnail is always longer.
The Malika goes from my forehead to separate it. So mine from behind. You can't do it from the front.
Right, well, we're going to see that in a minute. There's machlokas about that.
No?
No. Yachal, I would think, yim lakena, you do malika, bein lamaila, bein lamata, above or below, tamad above the mizbeach or below the mizbeach, tamad lama umalak vihiktir. Wherever you're going to do the haktara, wherever you're going to burn the animal, which only by an olas of anyway, by a chatas of, there's no burning. Right? Ma haktara berosha mizbeach, af malika berosha mizbeach. So too Malika's not up there. And by the way, a non-Kohen can't even be there. So Rabbi Akiva, the whole thing of the Zohar is not even possible. Right. And they're all connected. Every issue is connected to the other issue. So therefore, it's a Kohen with his body. Fine.
Was he does that literally on top of his
bed? Yeah. On the Sovev. I think they did on the Sovev.
We're going to... Why not? He's got
to press
it anyway.
He's going to have to press it and he has to press the bird. We did it yesterday. Right. He does the Malika. He takes the head off, throws the head on the Mizbeach, takes the body, presses it, and then throws the bird on top of it. Takes the feathers off.
No, that's the only spot I can do it.
That's yeah.
That makes sense.
Correct.
Does he make a bracha?
I don't know. Did a Kohen make a bracha for every carbon? I don't know. I don't know.
He makes one communal one for, you know.
I don't know.
Does
I don't know.
Shochet make a bracha when you do like that?
Today?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. You know what? I don't want to say. I don't know. I don't know. Because it's a big machlokas if shechita for not for a carbon. You want to eat? Want to go to eat a hamburger? Shechita is a mitzvah or not? Or some say it's just a matir. If you want to eat meat, you got to do it like this.
Because the problem you have is what happens if it's no good.
Right. What happens if it's no good? Because by the way, the halacha is that a woman is allowed to do shechita. It's not common practice anymore, but that's the halacha. So, it doesn't do with the bracha anyway. Women can make brachas also, right? Time business, she's not grub either. But some hold whether or not it's a mitzvah or a matir. It's a whole machlokas about that. We'll get to chul and we'll talk about that. Anyway, umalak, it says umalak, mimul ha'oref, oref, from the back of the neck. Ata omer mimul oref. You say it means the back of the neck. Oeno ela min ha'tzavor, maybe it means the neck. What does that mean? So Rashi says, minagaron, from the throat, which implies the front, right? No, vidinhu, and it should be vidinhu. It can't be. Nemar kan, it says by ola umalak, v'nemar lahalon, and it says by chatas umalak, ma lahalon mimul ha'oref. So it's like over there, it's, oh, by chatas, it's mimul ha'oref. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, malak es rosha mimul ha'orpo. So afkan, mimul ha'oref. So to over here, it means by ola, it's mimula or from the back of the neck. E malahalan molek deino mavdil. So if you're making a gzera shav between the two of them, and go all the way, just like malahalan beachatas of molek deino mavdil, only one simen, so that the head of the bird is not separated. Af kan molek deino mavdil. So too by malika, it should be by ola sa of, it should be eino mavdil. Talmud Lomar, umalak v'hikdir. Well, it says, umalak v'hikdir. Right? What does that mean? Ma haktara harosh la'atzmo v'aguf la'atzmo. So it's like by haktara. What?
Separate them.
Yeah. Af malika harosh la'atzmo v'aguf la'atzmo. So it's so now we have another limud to tell me, no, they're different. The chatas and the ola are different.
Oh, by chatas you don't separate the...
No, don't forget that, because you're going to need it for the next 3 days. Umanayin, Shaktaras Harosh, Ba'atzmo, Vaguf Ba'atzmo. So how do you know the Taka separate? The Rosh and the body are separate. Shemar says, Vihikdir Oso. It says, Oso, it. Hare Haktaras Haguf Amura. We're talking about the body. Ha'amani Mekayim Vihikdir HaMizbecha. What does it mean, Vihikdir HaMizbecha? Haktaras Harosh, Hakasa Badabra. That's talking about the Rosh. So what do you see? That the Rosh and the, by an Olasof, the Rosh and the body are two separate things. They're burned separately and they're treated differently. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Then it says in the Torah, V'nimtza damo. Right? It says, V'nimtza damo. What does that mean? Kulo, all the blood. Squeeze, keep on squeezing. El kir ha-mizbeach, to the wall of the mizbeach. V'lo al kir ha-kevesh, not the wall of the ramp. V'lo al kir ha-hechel, not the wall of the heichal. I don't know what the Gemara means by that. Like, what would I think? You should go to the heichal and squeeze it over there. Like, what? I don't know what that means even. Ve'ezezeh, ze kirha elyon. On top. Remember, olsa of is on top. O'eno ela kir tachton. Maybe it's on the bottom. Who said on top? And by the way, v'dinhu. There's a kalvachom why it should be on the bottom. Why? Ma behema. A behema. Shechatos lemaila. When a chatos is above, ola lemata. And the ola is below. So, of, shechatoso lamata. In of, where the chatas ha'of is below, ain't odin sha'ola shalamata, so shall do the ola should be below. So why is the ola above?
Two different kabbalists, what's your question?
What? Yeah, but the logic dictates now that it should be below. Like we just said, the kavachomer is a good kavachomer.
Right.
If a chatas, which is a chatas behema, which right. is so, that's the peak of beha, of right. karbanos for chet, that's above, and the ola is below. Yeah, the chatas of is below, how can the ola of be above? The answer is, Talmud Lomar, umolak v'hikdir v'nimtza damo. Now, how do you get that to that? What? Right, well, how does that teach you that? Talmud Lomar, umolak v'hikdir v'nimtza damo. V'chisal datacha lachar shehikdir chozer umamatze? After you burn it, then you squeeze it. Doesn't make any sense. After you burn the animal, the bird, then you go squeeze the blood, it's already burnt. So what does that mean?
The order's out.
The order's out of order, right? Ella, loma lecha, comes to teach you, mahak tar brosh ha-mizbeach, abitza brosh ha-mizbeach. Just like the tar has to be up there, so too the mitzah has to be up there. So, where am I?
Ha-ketad.
How do you do this exactly? Ha-ya'ola b'kevesh, go up the ramp, upona le-sovev, you go to the sovev, so if it was like a little above, halfway up the Mizbeach, had a ledge we could walk around, it was wide, right? So the Kevesh had two small ramps. Yeah, you up those. So all of the Kevesh, Upon the Sovev, Ubala la Karen Drovis Marzrachis, you come to the southeastern corner, which if you're going up the ramp and you make a right, it's the first corner you're going to hit. Hayamolik is Rosho, you did Malika on the head, Mimul Orpo, from the back of the neck, umavdil, separate it, umamate midama, al kher mizbeach. And then you do then you squeeze the bird on the wall of the mizbeach. Im asa lamata miraglav afilu ama kshera. If you did it below, doesn't mean below your legs. In other words, you're still above the red line. As long as you're above the red line, you're good. Doesn't have to be on above the red line, there's no spot where it has to be squeezed. Anywhere above the red line. So even if it's below your feet, you're still above the red line, you're good. Okay?
Southeast is the corner of the place of choice for that, for the oak?
Yes, then we said unless it's too busy, then you can go to the left. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, because the soviv was 6 amas above, the red line was 5 amas above, because it's 10 amas, so even if it's an amas below, you're still above the red line, it's still good. Imasa Mati Raglav Afilu Ama Kshera. Reb Nechemia for Belozev and Yaakov Omrim, they say, Kol Atzma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
Kol Atzma Einas is Ela Berosh HaMizbeach. No, it's not done on the Sovev, rather, Amamash on top of the Mizbeach. May Benayu, what are they arguing about? Rashi says, May Benayu, Klomar, the May Kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? They both hold. Everybody holds that the burning is on top of the mizbeach. Just where do you squeeze it? Where do you squeeze it? Over here on the soviv. The e lav sirle kir elya manele. Because otherwise, what are you doing on the top part of the mizbeach? So abayev ro amitavayu osi marocha al gabi soviv ikibinayu. Can you make a fire on the soviv? Rashi says, you could do it there too. And those other two mandamrim hold, you can't do that. Okay? Very good.
You
told you it's easy.
Fire where on the sofa?
Yeah, I don't know what that means exactly.
But you can, we said before you can make a fire on the floor, no?
On the floor of what? On the floor of what?
On the floor of the
Mizbeach? On the floor of the Beit HaMikdash?
Yeah, on the floor we had
only Shlomo.
Only Shlomo did that.
Oh, only Shlomo
yeah.
did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it was a busy day.
He needed room.
They worked through lunch that day, we said.
You had to Malika near the Marocha at the Kaviyah?
Yes, yes. Okay. Next. Then the Mishka said, Bolo Laguf. He brought the body near the near the Mizbeach, you remove the crop, the feathers, and the innards, and you threw them to the Beit HaDeshan. That's what we said. And someone asked me yesterday, did they remove the innards with a knife or with their hands? Right? You have to open up the bird and get the innards out. How do you do that? With your fingers? So,
why not?
Well, yeah, why not? It could be.
Didn't Mother always say you shouldn't remove the innards with
your fingers? Tanur Rabbanan, it says, the heitzir es moratzo benotzasa. You remove the crop and the feathers. Zez zefek. That's the crop. Yachol, yakdir, besakin. Vietlena, I would think you cut it open with a knife. Gesund. Talmud lomar, benotzasa. Which is with the feathers. Notel es hanotza, ima. You take the feathers with it. I'm not sure what that means exactly. What does that mean?
How does that answer the knife?
How does that answer the knife?
I think that it's a contradiction that you pull it out rather than cut it out.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's like you open it like a
sword.
Uh-huh.
You see it now in the Shechita. The Sheikh pulls the hands off, but the feathers off first by the neck and then he cuts.
No, we're not talking about Shechita. We're talking about getting out the innards.
Getting out the innards.
Right. So the Gemara says, Abi Yossi ben Chanan Omer, notla, you take out the feathers, the crop, the notel kurkavana, ima, you take out the kurkava with it. You don't take out the feathers.
That's two different things.
Correct. Correct.
One is the digestive system and the innards, and one is the feathers of the outside.
Correct. I know, I'm not sure what's going on. There's no table up there.
I know, so
his hand.
It's a bird.
You don't have to cut it.
What?
You don't have to cut it open.
The bird just pulls, he rips it right out.
That's right.
Bird. Each thing's connected to the next thing.
It's a very small bird.
You would think
not even. You don't even need to even do that.
No.
You could be an exact.
For a bird?
You just rip it.
That's right.
You don't need to cut it open. You can just rip it open with your finger.
Exactly.
As a kid, my mom used to get a whole chicken with feathers on and everything.
That was the old days. Correct. But what? Okay. The Rebbe Shmuel Tana, Benotasa, with the feathers, Benotasa Shalah, its feathers, Kodra Besakin, you use a knife, Kimin Aruba, like a circle. You cut out a circle with a knife. So is it Machlokas now? Okay. Okay, now this next Gemara is actually not easy.
That's Tuesday.
Today also, this is not easy. Shisa Velo Yavdil. Then the Mishnah said, that you shisa means you tear out the, whatever you're tearing out from the bird, but v'lo yavdil, don't separate the head. Don't separate the head.
To separate the bird into two parts.
No.
Yeah, it's the inside. This is when you.
Oh, the inside, I'm sorry, you're right. The inside. Don't separate the innards. Right. So, Tana Rabbanan, v'shisa, ain't shisa el biyad. Shisa means with your hands. Ripping up, v'chein omer by yishimshon, v'yishasehu kishasa hagadi. He killed the goat with his hands. Okay, so that means hands. Fine. Let's see. Then it says, "Lo hasir, lo hasir es hamora." You don't remove the. If you didn't remove the crop, so hivdil. The Mishnah continues, hivdil b'chatas, for lo hivdil b'ola pasal. If you separate it by a chatas, not by an ola, it's pasal. Right. So now we're going back to the head. By a chatas, you don't separate the head. By an ola, you do both simanim and you separate the head. Okay? Masnisan, our Mishnah. Right? What did our Mishnah say? If by a chatos, you separate both simanim and you've separated the head, it's pasul. Okay? Masnisan, the Mishnah that said that is the lo k'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Shimon. It can't be him. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Shimon, he says, Shamati, I heard, Shemaf dilin b'chatos ha'of, that you can separate a chatos ha'of.
Okay? Without making a puzzle.
Okay? You can. I heard you can. Now, my benayhu, what's the difference between the Tanakama who seems to say you can't and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon who said you can? So the who's this? The Panim Meiro says, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, as great a tzaddik as he was, he can't argue on the Torah. The Torah said you can't do that. The Torah said you can't separate a chatos. So how can he say, I heard you could. How can he say that? The Torah says you can't. So how can he say that? So what is going on here? So Ma'ay ben Ayyu means, how can he say that? What exactly is the case that he's talking about? And there are four answers to this question. We're only going to do three of them today, we'll do the fourth one tomorrow. Amr of Chista, answer number one. Mitzoy chatas ha'ov ma'akev ikka b'nayu. The machlokes is mitzoy by a chatas ha'ov ma'akev. What's mitzoy by a chatas ha'ov? What happens to a chatas ha'ov? You separate one simen, you're supposed to do mitzoy, and then the kohen can go eat it. So what if you didn't do mitzoy? Does it ruin the carbon or not?
What if you did what?
Didn't do mitzoy. You didn't squeeze the bird on the wall. What happens if you do chatas? You separate one simen, the bird dies, then you can go home and eat it. The kohen can eat it, not home. In the grounds of the base, he can eat it. He can roast it and eat this bird.
I thought you were supposed to squeeze out the blood.
Oh, so what if he didn't do that? What if he didn't do it? Is it makiv or not? That's the machlokas.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's the machlokas. So by the way, by a chatos ha'ov, you have to sprinkle. By a chatos ha'ov, you have to sprinkle. So he sprinkled. He took some blood, he spritzed it, and now he's supposed to do mitzvah, he didn't do it. Is it ma'akev? Tanakama savar, mitzvah chatas ha'ov, ma'akev. It's ma'akev. Okay? V'kivun de mitzvah, it's ma'akev. Rashi says, look at the Rashi. It's a third skinny line. Tanakama savar. Mitzvah basar hazah b'chatas ha'ov ma'akev. This mitzvah, after hazah, after sprinkling, is ma'akev. If you don't do that, you botched up the whole carbon. You have to do it. E amarta mavdil. If you separate the head, ka'avid kol ma'isa ola b'chatas. Then what's the difference between a chatas and an ola? An ola doesn't have any sprinkling. So if you've separated the second simen, what have you done that showed that it's a chatas? Melika muvdeles.
That's not correct. What if you sprinkle? What if you don't? First you sprinkle the bird, then you press the bird.
1 second.
It's by a chatas, what do you do
by an ola? No, by an ola there is no sprinkling.
So
right?
If you only do about one, that's a separation.
So fair point. So Rashi says, Malika, you did Malika, Muvdelis, you've separated the head, and Mitzui, and you did Mitzui. What about the Hazah? So the Hazah, so you did Hazah, so what does this do with anything? You still, everything really is an ola. It's really ola, you really even an ola. If you separate the second simon, you've done an ola.
Wait a second. The question doesn't make anything.
No, because the whole daf, that's what Tuesday daf is about. You're supposed to do, tomorrow also, you're supposed to do Malika by Achatos is one simon. What if you do both simonim? Did you turn it into an ola now? In which case it's puzzle, because that what you wanted?
So that question makes, I'll explain why that makes no sense. If you think about every single carbon, what makes a carbon different? You're doing the exact same thing. It's what you do to the carbon once you finish with those processes.
It's an excellent question. The Gemara is going to answer that question. Excellent question for the Gemara is going to answer that. We're going to answer that. That's what tomorrow is all about. One simen. With your finger.
One simen.
If you cut the second simen, the head's going to fall off.
Yeah.
So by an ola, you do that.
Well, there's still tissue there.
So we're assuming you get rid of all the tissue. That's one of the answers. It's other tissue. But you get rid of the second simen. You get rid of the second simon, so you've done an ola. That's it, it turns into an ola. Right? So Rashi says, Malika, you did Malika, Muvdelis, the head got separated, and Mitzui, you did Mitzui. The ola, Mitzui, the oven bay, you have to do Mitzui by an ola too. V'lekamon tanan dechatos ha'ov, she'asa kemaisa ola. If you do a chatos, but you do all the procedure of an ola, l'shem chatos, psula, doesn't work. So therefore, says back to the Gemara, the mitzui of a chatas ha'ov is ma'akev. That's what they're arguing about. Tanakama savar, mitzui chatas ha'ov ma'akev. The mitzui is ma'akev. V'kivon de mitzui dam ka'avid ma'isei ola b'chatas ha'ov. If you are going to separate the second simen, what have you done? If you separate the second simen, it turns into an ola. Why? Because mitzvah is ma'akev. So what have you done different? I come to the basement and says, I want to do an ola. I want to bring a chatas. The kohen says, I want to bring a chatas? Yes, I want to bring a chatas. Please have in mind kavanas for a chatas. The kohen says, no problem. And the ma'aseh he does is an ola. He separates both simonim. The mitzvah is ma'akev. It's mamash an ola. Right?
Is there mitzvah by both of them?
Chagas what?
And ola? There is, right? Is mitzvah by both? Chagas yeah. And ola?
Yes. So Tosfos asks Mati's question, and Tosfos says, "Aye, for omnam gam hazah midama shel chatos. You have to sprinkle dam by a chatos. The ilu ba'ola ain hazah, and by an ola is no dam. There is no sprinkling, so they're not the same anyway. So what's the issue? Nah, ulam ain zeh nechshev shina. That's not considered being changed. Sharei gam ba'ola im hosif the gam he's a midama lo nisela carbon. If you did hazah by an ola, it doesn't ruin it. So that's not a problem. So what have you done? You've done mamash and ola. Well, same chatos as pasul. However, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Savar, he holds mitzui chatos ha'ov lo ma'akev. The mitzui is not ma'akev by chatos ha'ov. Therefore, Hilkach, says Rashi, therefore, im ratzel lahavdil, you want to separate the second sibin, yavdil, go right ahead. V'lo yimati lahavdil, don't do mitzui. V'lo avid le ma'isa ola, so you didn't do ma'isa ola. V'i mishum deshina b'havdala, I separated the second simon. Kivan delav ma'isa ola nami l'meimar le chidduch basa ba'almahu. As the Gemara says, chidduch basa ba'almahu. He just did some extra cut. That's all it was. But since you don't do mitzvah, you didn't do ma'isa ola.
So what have you done? You need mitzvah.
The point is that the fact that you did the second simon doesn't ruin the carbon.
For a chata.
The Torah says it does. Yeah, it does generally, but over here, a funny case, it's different.
And mitzvah is not ma'akev by a chatos.
I guess not.
Otherwise, you're not doing mitzvah.
Well, he holds it's not ma'akev. He holds it's not ma'akev by a chatos. By an ola, maybe it is. So I didn't do an ola. I separated the second simon. It's just a cut. You went too far. Just an extra cut. That's not nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. Just an extra cut.
You say ma'avdolos. What do you mean? This simon? You mean cutting it? You say
with your finger.
Say
you separate the trachea into two.
Right.
And then the esophagus into two. When they do that, the head's going to fall off. There's other tissue, we're going to answer that. Ish, that's another answer. Rava Omar, Rava says, Shehiyah besimin sheni ba'olas ha'ov ma'akev ikka benayu. By having olas ha'ov, right? And you have to separate the second simon. What if you pause between the two? That's what they're arguing about. You pause in between the two. Now, it's going to be counterintuitive who holds what. Tanakama Savar, Shehiya B'simen, Sheni Ba'ola Sa'ov, Lo Ma'akev. The Tanakama holds, Shehiya is not Ma'akev. Therefore what? Therefore Rashi says, the Tanakama Savar, Shehiya B'simen, Sheni Ba'ola Sa'ov, Lo Pasla. So Lo Dami L'Shchitas Behema. Not like an animal, where if you pause, you're going to botch up the shrita. The time of the behema, boy, be simonim, b'shulam dov nafka chiyusa b'simon echad. Because it won't die with one simon. Hilkach, therefore, shem shrita al shneim. You have to do both. Aval oaf, but oaf, b'simon echad, psaf paska chiyusa. It's not going to live if you cut off one. Olas oaf, mitzvah havdala ba'al mahud ikka ola. Dekala. But you have to separate the second one. Why? Why you have to separate the second one? Second simon, by ola. It's going to die anyway with one simon because the Torah said so. We have no other reason why. The Torah said so. Says Rashi, Avol Shem Malika Eino Chal El Al Harishon. Malika is only on the first one. So what if you pause by the second one? Says the Tanakhama, who cares? You don't need it anyway. Why am I doing the second simon? The Torah said so. Something to do with the life or death of the bird. Therefore,
when you do Malika, you're doing the trachea first.
Whichever one you do first, the bird's going to die. So why by an ola do you do the second one? The Torah said so. By an animal, you have to do both because the animal won't die.
If you do the ola with both of them, right? How do you do it?
I don't know how you do one, and then you take a bathroom break, and then you come back and do the second one. You can't do that. So what if you did that? Does that ruin the Malika? Says the Tanakhama, no, it doesn't ruin the Malika. So therefore what? Right? Therefore what? So Rashi continues. Uvachatas shehivdil ba afagaf de below shehiya e efshir ben simon lesimon. Kidatan lekaman vishmaitzen shebetchil lechod echshedra mefrekas below rov basar higil lesimon chod chov rov basar imo. Okay? So just saying by achatas you don't do the second one. So the whole shehiya doesn't even get off the ground. The question is, what about by an olas ha'ov, by shehiyah? So Rashi ends off, fahi chatichas rov basar afagaf, fine. Okay. V'afagaf, back to the Gemara. V'afagaf to shehiyah ka'ovid maitha. V'afagaf to shehiyah ka'ovid maitha ola b'chatos. I'm doing a maitha ola with a chatos. Therefore what? One second. It's not ma'akev, right? It's not ma'akev. What? No, Tanakama holds that it's not ma'akev, right? It's not ma'akev. So therefore, it's not ma'akev by an ola. But if you do the second simon by a chatos, of course you're going to ruin the chatos. Right? That makes sense? Yeah. Since shehiya by an ola is not ma'akev, which means what? Which means you can cut both simonim, and it's an hour delay, it's not ma'akev. Right. If you do that by a chatos, you've ruined it. Why? Because it's a ma'isa ola.
Right.
So therefore you ruined it.
Right.
Therefore it's pasul. Therefore, it's puzzle. Therefore, says the Mishnah, if Yavdil, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? If you cut both simonim, what? Because he turned into an ola. Verbalazir, Shimon, Savar, Ma'akev. No, you can't do that. It's Ma'akev. So therefore, what? If you cut both simonim by a chatos with shehiya, you've done nothing wrong. Because it's not an ola.
Right.
You hear? That's why. What would Shimon say? But both of them, Shimon said, I heard it's okay. How can it be okay? Because it's not an ola. Right? Kivan shehiya mechatech basar ba'almahu. What are you doing? Mechatech basar, you're just cutting meat. That's all, you're just cutting things. Okay? That was answer number 2. Okay? Answer number 3. Abaya, Omar, rov basar ma'aki v'kibinayu. The machlokas is the other basar around the area. Right? The other basar around the area. Rashi says, Rov bus the kuli al mashiach ba'ola b'simon sheni pasla. Everybody holds it's going to pass the second simon. For hachab hakin, what are they arguing about? Tanakam achkitach rov basar b'chatas lo ma'akev, ilo machatechla. Do you have to cut all that other tissue? By achatas, no. V'yamrit mavdil avid leishnei simonim below shehiya, v'yesh kan ma'isa ola. So then if you cut it, you have a ma'isa ola. V'rbalazir rev shimon tzavar, rov basar b'chatas ma'akev. It's going to be ma'akev. So mechatech achar simon royishan hu kivud olosagi below shia bintayim and kamaisa ola. Since you have to cut the other meat, the other tissue there, you didn't. Therefore, it's not an ola, and therefore it's going to be okay for achatas. Right? But those are the 3 answers. Now the Gemara just says, uplugs the derbzerv b'shmul bar yitzbar v'itzchak. Chadam ashia b'simon cheni ba'olos of ma'akev ikabenayu. Once they're arguing about that issue, v'chadam arov basar ba'akev ikabenayu. Now, Mechal Debi'in on Rov Basar L'Chatchila, is that true? It is true. Fatanya, Ketzad Molgin Chatas Ha'ov. How do you do that? Chitev Shedra, you break through the Shedra, Umfarekes below Rov Basar, and you break it off below without Rov Basar, Achim Megil Leveshet, or to the Kana, Hagil Leveshet, or Lakana, Chotech Sebenechot, or Ruro, Rov Basar Imo, Uba'ola, Shnayim, or Rov Shnayim. Either 2 or Rov of 2. What do you see? That they're arguing about the issue of Rov Basar or not. Those are 3 answers to answer how on earth could Rav Elazar Rav Shimon say, if you're Mavdil, it's not possible. How can he say such a thing? The Torah says it is possible. Those are the 3 answers. The 4th answer we'll do tomorrow.
Okay.